On Sports Radio 93.7, the Fans, Vinny and Cook here with you. We get a chance to spend a few minutes with a gentleman who is one of the newest Pittsburgh Steelers, their first-round draft choice, defensive end for Ohio State. Now, well, I guess he's in the domain of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know if you could call him the employee of the Pittsburgh Steelers yet. Cameron Haywood joins us here on Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan. Cam, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes to jump on with us. How's life been since you came to Pittsburgh and sat down and met all the media? Has it kind of calmed down a little bit for you?
Oh, a little bit, but, you know, I'm just overall excited and, you know, to know I'm going to a great organization and a great team, I'm just working out hard and just preparing.
Cam, you were one of the lucky ones, I guess, being a number one pick with this lockout. You were able to come in. What were you able to get done with the coaches, with Mike Tomlin, with John Mitchell, the defensive line coach? Were you able to get your playbook? Did they get you at least started down the path of an NFL career? Because not everybody's getting that opportunity.
Yes, sir. I actually did. I got a chance to meet with everybody. And, you know, the first thing I asked Coach Mitchell was, can I get a playbook? And we jumped right on it. And, you know, it's not a lot. They're not throwing a lot at me, but, you know, they're getting my, my feet warm, and, you know, we're going to go from there.
Well, Willis, I mean, obviously this is going to be difficult because you can't come into OTAs. You can't come into to mini camps and things like that. Are you practicing? Are you working out with a group of other players or people that they can kind of get you up to NFL speed?
Well, you know, I'm working back out at Columbus. I'm finishing my degree. I'll graduate this quarter, early June, but I'm trying to get moved up so I can just graduate as soon as possible. But, for the most part, I'm working out as much as I can, running, trying to stay in shape and, you know, come in football shape, not just any ordinary shape. So just continue to work out hard and, you know, continue to do my drills.
We're talking to Steelers number one draft choice Cameron Haywood from Ohio State here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Cameron, you obviously were preceded in this time by your father, Craig Haywood, Ironhead as he was known at Pitt. Can you just talk about him and what he meant to you growing up and impacting on your life, not just as a football player, but a young guy turning into a man?
Well, you know, I never really saw him as a football player. I saw him more as just my best friend, him always being there for me, always trying to make somebody laugh and have a good time with. And, those are the qualities I try to instill in me today. And, you know, not having him around made me mature a lot. But, having him, I was very fortunate to be in a situation where I had two parents that dearly loved me. And, they were always there for me and always did whatever they could for us. And, I truly appreciate it. And, the chance to go back where, I was born and chance to go back where my dad played, it's a great honor.
Is there also with that honor come an expectation, though? I mean, if you started to hear rumblings of that from people, and maybe you've heard it in your college career that, hey, you're Ironhead's kid, and, there's a certain standard that you're expected to live up to?
Well, we play two different positions, and, the hype is, how good is he going to be? But, I welcome it, and, I think that, I'm not going to be him. I'm going to be my own player, and, I'm going to build his legacy by building my own.
Cameron, you come to a veteran team with veteran defensive ends, Aaron Smith, as many people consider the greatest 3-4 defensive end the Steelers have ever had, Brett Kiesel as well, another young guy, Ziggy Hood. What realistically can we expect from you this year? Is this going to be a learning year for you, or do you feel like you can step right in and help out this defense?
I think it's a true privilege to learn from these guys. I'm going in with utmost confidence that I'm gonna get better every single day, and that's all I can live up to. I can't determine who's gonna be on the field, but to learn from guys like Brett Kiesel, Aaron Smith, Ziggy Hood, all these different guys who have had success in the NFL, and to join the best defensive line, I think that that's gonna be fun. I think just expect more habit for us.
I know a lot of the coaches, there's a relationship between some of your defensive coaches and some of the coaches over at the Steelers. Will the transition to what the Steelers, the type of defense the Steelers play, be tough for you? Is it a lot like what you saw at Ohio State? Are there similarities there?
There's a similar concept. I think our 3-4 package, we have a couple of things brought over from them, and, it's a little bit different, a little bit more complex now, but I expect that. And, to know I'm going into a 3-4 system where I have a little bit of confidence in, and I'll be ahead a little bit, but, I won't know everything and have to continue to learn the system, all the defense now, and that way I just feel even more confident.
Cameron Haywood, Steelers number one draft choice, here with us on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Cam, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you. Ohio State is going through some tough times right now with the suspensions, including Coach Tressel. Is Jim Tressel going to survive? What's happening there?
I hope so. He's a great coach. He's a great man. And, I know he made a mistake, and, I'm sorry for that. But, I think he's a great coach, and, he does a lot for that team. And, it's very saddening to see, but, I truly love him. I have his back to the fullest.
Cam, obviously Terrell Pryor was a huge name here, probably the most ballyhooed, hyped recruit ever to come out of Western Pennsylvania, ended up as your quarterback there. Do you see a future in the NFL for this kid?
Yeah, I think he's a great talent, and, I think this year he's trying to mature and, trying to take a lot in, and, I think the game's really starting to slow down for him. It's hard coming in five games later, but, I wouldn't count him out. When his back's against the wall, he always produces.
Cameron, when things like are going on at Ohio State are going on, is it tough to stay out of that fray? I mean, you think there's more pressure on college athletes today to stay out of situations like some of your teammates have got themselves into? And how do you stay above that?
For me, I can't speak for anybody else, but, I'm a guy that doesn't like to go out. I'm a very homebody kind of guy that, can enjoy himself at home. So just approaching it, I just feel as though I don't need to do any of that. And, there's only two places I'm at. I'm either at my house or at the facility. So, I'm pretty preoccupied as it is.
Yeah, so keep yourself busy and you stay out of trouble, right?
Yes, sir.
Cameron Haywood, Steelers number one draft choice, with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Cam, we can hear your joy in your voice about being a Steeler. I know your dad would be proud as well, but your mother's from here. You have other relatives here. What is it like for your whole family to be coming back to kind of the place it all started for you?
For me, it's like a homecoming. Just able to come back to a place you already know. And as soon as I was on the plane, I played all the music that just made me think of home, and it's just fun because, to have my grandparents here who have been giving me Steeler stuff since I was, a little kid, always in my Christmas gifts and always in my birthday gifts. It's just funny. It's just funny how things work out, and chance to just see my family and be so close to them, it means a lot. A lot of players aren't fortunate like me, and, I feel truly blessed, and, it's just an awesome situation to go, a great organization, a great spot for me to mature and grow as a person even more, and, a great spot to just be a NFL player, a defensive player, and, I think we have the best defense in the, the league, and the chance to, be a part of it, it's something great, and always to and for a Super Bowl, all these different goals that, the team has in mind, and, I get to be a part of them. So I'm very excited, and it's a great opportunity.
Cameron Haywood with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I know the Steelers front office right now can't have any contact with you, but have other players called you or, made contact with you, some of the current players, to talk to you a little bit or welcome you in or maybe give you a little bit of the lay of the land so far?
Well, I talked to, Kiesel, talked to Ben Roethlisberger, and, I talked to Hines and Lamar Woodley. And, the funny thing about talking to Hines was, he's preparing for, dancing. And he just told me, I would be there right now talking to you, but I'm kind of busy trying to work on these dance moves, and you know, I just wish them luck, and you know, just to meet those guys, and I have so much respect for them as it is, and get a chance to work with these guys is going to be fun.
Have you watched Hines on dancing? Has he made you vote for him like 10 times, or I think however many times you can vote for him?
I'm trying to vote right now. So.
Hey, Cameron, listen, it's nice to have you in the fold. It's nice to have you as back in Pittsburgh, and certainly a pleasure to talk to you. We hope to catch up with you more as the year goes on, and good luck, and hopefully this thing will be settled soon, and you know, people will be back out on the field, and you can start to get ready for the upcoming season.
Thank you. It was truly a pleasure talking to you guys, and you know, I'm very excited about the season. Can't wait to, you know, get with this team and, you know, help this team out as much as possible.
Before I let you go, did Ben send you an invitation to the wedding?
No, he didn't. I'm kind of sad, but, you know, I know he's got a bunch of people probably going already.
Tell me, you should have the new guy there, too. You know, you got to make you feel welcome. Tell him to have you come to the wedding. Thanks, Cameron. Appreciate it, man. See you soon.
Thank you.
All right, there's Cameron Hayward.
Interesting the names he said who reached out for him. Those are their team leaders. Hines Ward calls all these guys. So does Ben Roethlisberger. I think that's what leaders on a team do. They're welcoming the new guys into their family. I think it's interesting that Kiesel called him. You know, he could push Kiesel out of a job at one point.
Yeah.